You're listening to Rachel Johnson on LBC. You do not need to take any action.
Well, in fact, that was the public emergency alert that's going to be sent to everybody's mobile phone in the case of an emergency. This is the first time the government's going to do this. It seems to me quite scary. I don't know what you felt about that. Let's discuss the public emergency alerts on our mobiles with Fevzi Turkalp. He's a technology journalist and he's the editor of GadgetDetective.com and also host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Fevzi, thanks so much for joining us. Before we get back to our calls on Vladimir Putin, another emergency situation obviously there. Why do you think the government's doing this? Is it going to work?
Yeah, so this is not unique around the world. There's plenty of countries that have been doing this for a long time, including USA, Canada, Japan and Netherlands. And it's a modern way of sending out an alert. So, you know, in the past, you would have had, air raid warnings and so forth if it was that sort of alert. Now we all carry these marvellous communication devices and it's possible to send messages out to very specific geographic locations. So although you could send a national alert out, but you can also do it in an area that, you know, might only be a few hundred or a couple of thousand people in one area.
How does it work if I've had the same mobile phone number for ages? How does it know whether I'm in the west of England or in central London?
Yeah, so it doesn't need your phone number and it's not communicating with you in the same way. Think of it more like a radio broadcast. So the cell towers in a particular area,
I got it.
They become broadcasts, they become transmitters. And if you are in the area, then you will pick up the transmission. It's typically transmitted on the 4G and 5G network, but you don't have to have your mobile data switched on or even your Wi-Fi switched on. The little radio receiver in your phone can act just like a radio and it can pick up that digital message. And that's how it knows. It doesn't actually know. It doesn't know which numbers are receiving it. It doesn't know who you are. It doesn't know your location. It's just like if I happen to have a radio on and I'm within the broadcast area of a radio station, okay, I may pick up the signal.
Well, obviously, and this is in the realm of obvious nightmare and disaster movie, but if in the event of a nuclear strike, is this something that the government might use, or a flood or a pandemic? I mean, in what scenarios do you envisage the government deciding to make people's phones emit that noise?
Sure. So what the government has said about it is initially it will be used for severe weather warnings, and that makes sense. So if a particular area is at risk of, say, flood, then that those people will receive a message. They have said that in time they could include other forms of alerts, such as terrorism alerts, which again, you know, useful to know if you're in an area where there's been a bomb threat to actually clear that area, for example. But of course, there's nothing to stop them from issuing other things. So it's government and emergency services that have access to this. So it's anything that the government may need to alert us about urgently. Whether they would use it in a pandemic, I think it's less likely, because they're more likely just to cause panic and it not be very useful. I mean, what are you going to say if...
Well, it could be, you know, the air raid siren in the war would mean everyone would rush with their gas mask into the tube station for shelter.
I mean,
is it, given that it's going to be used for local emergencies to start with, can people switch it off?
So, I've looked into this. It's a bit tricky. If you do a search on your phone settings for what's called emergency alerts.
Oh, I'll do that right now.
I searched on mine and I have to say it wasn't on my phone. But
where is it? So emergency alerts.
So you search for emergency alerts both on Android.
I've got emergency SOS. What's that?
No, that's different. So that's that's on an iPhone. That's for, like, if you have a medical emergency, you can send an alert.
Okay, well, I haven't got it either.
There is another hack to this. I mean, I really don't. My honest opinion is, you know, much as one can mistrust the government, I don't think that this is something we should be turning off. But if people wanted to, I did find one little hack that apparently turns it off. But of course, no real way of testing it. But it is, I'll give it to you. It's *#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#
Wait, okay, 2627, yes.
#*#.
How on earth did you find that?
Google is my friend.
Ah, Google is your friend. Okay, listen, thank everybody. I hope you've all taken note of that. If you haven't, you can Google it. That's Fevzi Turkalp, who came on to explain this new national or local emergency alarm that could be sounding on our phones for fire, flood and worse imminently.